fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, it is Thursday, the 11th day of January, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome to John Moore Show. Live broadcasting begins at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, the John Moore Show, and I begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The appropriate tip of the day is to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, if you're in charge of these matters, don't have a clue what to do, ask the ladies. They'll be glad to let you know precisely what they need. Get twice as much as you think you may need. It'd be a great barter item at some point in the future. With patient waiting agreement, my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, beginning with the one we like people to get started with, the ReadyPure countertop stainless steel gravity feed water filter, which instead of the fragile plastic spigot that you find on Berkey's, which I think are still illegal to be sold, by the way, the whole water filter, ReadyPure has a solid metal spigot that will probably last for generations. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
Well, I'm fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, other than the power shut off yesterday for a bit.
Oh, no. How long was the power off?
Only about 5 hours, but it was a little bit scary because it happened in the middle of the night. You know, you wake up, there is no power, and all of a sudden the heat's not working. But you know, we've never really been down, I think, more than just a few hours where we live. We live on a main drag, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah. So, do you have backup power or just wait for the power to come back?
I do, but in that case, I just didn't activate it because I felt, you know, it was probably a fallen tree, which it was.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was actually right down the street from me. And it knocked out a whole section. So,
Was that due to a storm, I assume, or not?
Yeah, a lot of rain, you know, all at once, probably 2, 2.5, 3 inches within a few hours. And I guess it loosens up the roots. And then it was a little bit windy, not too terrible, but, you know, the storm was coming through, but, you know, we kind of always get like either we get hit really bad or 90% of the time we miss the brunt of it, which is what happened. It has to do with how we're positioned, I guess, in reference to the mountains. But it really worked out pretty well. I have to, you know, make some passes over the driveway because the gravel got messed up, you know, from the drainage. But other than that, you know, we're all good.
Sounds like it worked out pretty nice. Well, here we are. We're well into the second week of the year already, wrapping up the second week Sunday. And it's going to be a wild ride this 2024, isn't it, Kirk?
Oh, no doubt about it. I was listening to Sam Andrews, who obviously you have speak every Monday on Firearms Monday. I was listening to him speak on Hagman, and he did such a wonderful job of talking about how one of the secret mechanisms, you know, that most people don't understand that they're going to use against us is really from the medical tyranny angle. I thought that was a fascinating talk, and I learned a lot from it.
Absolutely. Well, Sam is a brilliant gentleman. He's been my friend since 1994, and I'm so glad we have him every Monday for Firearms Monday. So far, President Trump has defeated all the legal challenges, hasn't he, sir?
Yeah, it seems like it. Now, what's the latest? What happened with the latest action where he was looking to have the thing in Atlanta tossed?
It's only been a couple of days. We found out that the prosecuting attorney down there who ran right. She ran on the platform of she was going to what was her name, Fannie Willis, that she was going to quote unquote get Trump, and right. She was elected. And so once she was elected, she appointed an attorney to prosecute President Trump. Well, the attorney she appointed had never prosecuted a traffic ticket. And he had never prosecuted anything.
Right.
So he had zero experience in prosecuting of any sort. He's been paid, I've seen different numbers, anywhere between $750,000 and $1 million to prosecute President Trump. He was married, and he filed for a divorce the day after he was appointed his position. And he and Fannie Willis have gone on luxury vacations, apparently, together.
Right, I heard that.
And I'm sure that the Georgia Attorney General and the Governor of Georgia are looking very carefully at this entire morass of intrigue going on in the state of Georgia. It's no wonder this prosecutor can't get it right, because he's doing he's going after President Trump, who has very experienced attorneys that have multiple years of experience dealing with lawyers who actually know what they're doing. So so this guy's so far in over his head in terms of legal expertise, it's not funny, but I'm pretty sure it's going to play out in President Trump's favor there, Kirk.
It looks like it will. You know, after, of course, millions of dollars is spent on attorneys and courts fees, which is the, you know, the name of that game.
Unfortunately, that's exactly what's going on.
It's like a money suck. Yeah, it's terrible.
Yep.
Terrible
yep.
that they all have to go through it, you know, especially with all the, you know, incompetence that we see and the corruption, which I'm sure permeates every aspect of government in all of its forms. It seems to be the norm these days.
A quick story. A very dear friend of mine, known since about 1994 also. A Marine veteran, he's a computer geek, and he was hired to work at the Pentagon. So he goes to work there all ready to do some good for himself and for the country and help keep us safe at the Pentagon. And he started discovering some financial manipulation and fraud at the Pentagon, which he revealed to the people he worked for, and he got fired because of it.
Right.
How about that?
Yeah, no, I believe it. I believe it. Yep, yeah. Absolutely. You know, we're controlled in large part by people that believe they have an entitlement somehow because of their birth or their connections to rule over the rest of us. And that is at the opposite end of the spectrum from what those of us that listen to this show believe. And, you know, that we have God-given rights and that, you know, we don't have to do anything to earn those rights. They're bequeathed to us and given to us by the right of being human beings. And that really is the engine that's created this country that we call the United States. And there's a group of people that for, you know, since time immemorial has been battling against that. And, you know, you could call them the evil ones. You could call them the Illuminati. They go by a lot of different names, and obviously they track back to different origins. But that's at the root of all this. You know, a lot of these people in power believe that they have a right to take advantage of us at any point in time in any way they possibly can. And they're not judged wrongly for doing that. And they associate with those who believe the same thing. And we see this woven in, you know, constantly throughout the situation here. And it's time that we bring light to this and really start talking about the sources of this and where this philosophy comes from and how it's permeated every aspect of our society, banking, the military, now the medical, and that's about to take a turn up according to what we learned this week. So you look at all these different aspects, and it's a frightening scenario, and it's more frightening when you don't understand how it all fits together. And that, I think, should be, you know, the big subject in 2024 moving forward. Instead of looking at the sparks and the mini fires, you know, we look at what the environment is and what's the causes of this and what lays behind people's motivation to do what they do against so many of us and the fact that we continue to put up with it, which is the most amazing thing. And we all get frustrated. I mean, I know Doug Hagman, you know, goes off and gets really mad, you know, once in a while. John, you've always been a very even keel. But, you know, maybe it's time for some anger. And because, you know, things are just, I mean, who knows what they're going to pull here in 2024, you know, to skirt this election, either make it not happen or manipulate it as they have before. And I just, according to Sam, you know, it's going to be these medical issues, which means another type of pandemic. So, you know, we just have to be on our toes. And again, the big word of the day is stay prepared, you know, in every way you possibly can.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, being prepared is my mantra, has been since summer of 1977, when I did my first paid consultation on preparedness. And it's something that every individual, every family should be doing, don't you think, Kirk?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I first heard about it when I was 11 and I became a Tenderfoot Boy Scout, and they taught us always be prepared. It was pretty simple. And, you know, it stays with you. And then you go through the time in the Army, and, you know, you're pretty much given most of the time everything you need, at least when there isn't a war going on. And, you know, it can skew that a little bit. But I think, you know, there isn't going to be anybody coming to help us when this happens, because most of the people that care as we do are going to be at home taking care of their families, you know, when the proverbial poop hits the fan. And we don't know how it's going to happen. I mean, it's kind of like a slow process. You know, the money becomes worth less and less as time goes on. You know, living, you know, paying bills becomes more difficult. The food prices are astronomical. There's no doubt in my mind that the mainstay groceries are being manipulated, probably to include these latest scientific developments that, of course, are going to accelerate diseases and everything else. And I just think that we have to be extra cautious this year. And it's an election year. And there's more elections going on all over the world than typical. So there's a lot happening. So time to stay
on the
toes.
A lot happening. There's no country of any consequence that doesn't have voter registration and voter ID as part of their protocols. We're the outlier when it comes to that, aren't we, Kirk?
Well, how come I need to show an ID if I'm not an illegal immigrant to get a license? How come I have to show ID at the bank? How come I have to show ID here and there? How come I have to show ID sometimes when I use a credit card? And yet I can go vote and there's no ID needed. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The whole concept of it is corrupt.
Well,
and it needs to be stopped. Trump mentioned paper ballots. He's probably done it before, but I heard him mention it for the first time the other day. Did you hear that same talk? It was a news bite.
I didn't hear it, but in fact, I did hear that. As a matter of fact, I did hear
it. Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
I want to publicly advocate right now on the 11th day of January that everybody listening advocate paper ballots, one-day voting, paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level, and no mail-in ballots. If we're going to save the republic, that's essential that we have those things, isn't it, Kirk?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, you know, Robin wrote in this week. You got copied on it. I know you get more emails than I do, but she was questioning, you know, this whole thing with the latest Trump commercial where he talks, or the producers or writers talk about how Trump was kind of like a gift from God and God gave him to us. And, yeah, I mean, Robin, I think the tack on that is off, you know, for sure. I don't think I would have approved it were I him, you know, for sure. But, you know, we got to remember, you know, all of us are tools of God one way or another, depending on what our beliefs are and our actions. And we either go up or we go down, right? So, I mean, he's going to move in and out, you know, of phases just like the rest of us humans do. Trump does not have godlike qualities. He doesn't have, obviously, elimination of original sin. And, you know, it's only through Christ that we can become purified. And it's easy to forget that, you know, every now and again, especially as life gets more complicated. So maybe we should cut him a break, you know, for that one message, even though he may or may not have approved it. I thought the tack was off, you know, but one thing for sure, if we continue down the path we're down now, we know what the outcome is going to be. And it might be the same the other way, but, you know, I prefer to go down swinging, as I think most of us on the line do. So I wouldn't judge him too harshly for that.
Well, I'm judging pretty harshly. What we're living through right now is the worst crime in human history, and that's easily verifiable. Numbers vary as to how many people have died as a consequence of the COVID clot shot worldwide. The number I'm seeing right now is around 17 million human beings dead as a direct consequence of Operation Warp Speed. That's not acceptable. To me, it's not acceptable. I wanted to give President Trump a free pass. Cliff High came out about a year ago this month with what appeared to be a plausible excuse for why President Trump did this, which was to avoid something that was even worse by not doing it. And I held out hope for a few weeks that President Trump would go public with that being the reason he got behind Operation Warp Speed. That never happened, unfortunately. I'm not looking for President Trump to do very much for us as a consequence. And in the meantime, I'm holding out hope that we can save the Republic by electing a lot of conservative Christian Republicans, patriots all over the country, to every office you can imagine, from city council and up to U.S. Senator. We're in dire, very, very dire straits here. Just look at the economy alone. The interest on the debt, not even paying a penny on the dollar amount owed itself, but just the interest on the debt is $1 trillion a year, Kirk.
I know it is. And it exceeds now, for the first time ever, the entire DOD budget.
I remember seeing figures where the Vietnam War was costing $1 million a day, and I recently saw a clock ticking off the national debt. It's $1 million every few minutes now.
I know it is.
It's these for somebody who hasn't lived some life like you and I have, this is all new to them. But it's not new to me. I've seen these cycles come and go, but it's unprecedented.
Until the money supply is tied back to the, you know, standard, which of course is human energy. Until that happens, you know, without interest, without usury, then...
Well, the Constitution sets a standard for U.S. dollar. That's 1 ounce of gold, according to U.S. Constitution. That is what $1 is 1 ounce of gold. And that's something that, if we had stuck to it, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation about how bad the economy was.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, you know, thinking that, you know, a penny would actually be worth, you know, a hundredth of an ounce of gold. That would make it what? A penny would be $20? Is that right?
Something like that, yeah. Well, I should mention the call number is 512-248-8252. If you've got a question or comment, we've got our first break coming up. We get back from the break, we'll find out what is the latest and greatest at Water Revolution. You've always got something new going on there, don't you, sir?
We do, and I've got something to talk about, that a technology that we've actually had for quite some time. And I think the folks are going to find it pretty interesting, you know, a convenient way, you know, to get the, you know, highly filtered alkaline antioxidant water at home without spending a lot of money. I know a lot of people are interested, you know, in savings and economy at this point, as we all are. And so we can talk about that. Is the break right now, or is it just coming?
It's coming up in about a minute or so.
Okay. So what's happening with you? How's it going with the studio?
Well, the deck for the new studio will be finished this morning. The shingles that go on the deck will be delivered sometime today by Lowe's. And other items being delivered also, ancillary items that are needed to get the roof properly sealed up. In the middle of winter is not the chosen time to do this, but that's just
no.
not the way.
No, it's not. But it's okay. Yeah, I've done it before. So is it just a gable roof? Was the truck?
It's a gable. It's a cathedral roof. The roof. Well, we removed the old roof. It was not worth saving. It had a standard 8-foot ceiling. Now it's got a 12-foot cathedral ceiling.
Oh, so you reframed it?
Oh, I had no choice. Yeah.
Okay. By is it individual rafters or did you use trusses?
All new trusses. Yeah.
Oh, great.
And so it'll be beautiful when it's done. In the meantime, we have carpenters are here every day and doing a great job. It'll be a beautiful 24-by-24-foot TV and radio studio.
That's great. Sounds awesome. Can't wait to see it.
Yep. Well, we'll get some photographs posted. We're taking photographs as it goes. Okay, it looks like we missed music for a break. We're on break right now.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
There's a point. 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, what is the latest and greatest at Water Revolution? Tell us about it.
About 10 years ago, when we started, actually our second or third year, so about 10 years ago in Water Revolution, we came up with a refrigerator device called the AlkaChill, which connects to the refrigerator supply line and allows you to get the filtered alkaline antioxidant water directly at your refrigerator, which is where many people get their water for drinking. And then about 4 years ago, we came up with another device called the Alka Fridge, which does the same thing, but it's a much tighter, high-pressure device that comes with the braided stainless steel tubing, which is what most people use to connect to the supply line of their refrigerator. This device, the Alka Fridge, is now at half price. So instead of being $395, it's $197. It's going to be like that here through the weekend, probably to the beginning or the middle of next week. So that's called the Alka Fridge, F-R-I-D-G-E. And you can search that on the Water Revolution website and get that half-price deal. It becomes a very economical way for somebody to have access to clean, energized, you know, alkaline antioxidant water without spending a lot of money. So I thought it might appeal to, you know, some of the audience who would like to have that available.
Absolutely. I'm sure it will. People like a deal, and that's a great deal. Kirk, we had a caller and holder. We had Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Kurt. Always good to hear you on here.
Good morning, sir.
I wanted to comment. I'm calling. I wanted to make a couple of comments. I don't know if you know. First, I wanted to, John, I want you to let the marvelous Mrs. Moore know that I'm praying for her health, and I hope she gets better. I understand
she's been
sick for a while, and we need to get her straightened out here, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's a professor, Dr. Arne Burkhardt, a German pathologist who just came out recently saying that and showing slides and everything that the spike protein is completely taking over the male sperm in young men and in all males. But he had in particularly showed slides from a young man who was 28, died 105 days after he had the vaccination. And they've looked at his testicles and everything, and it's all being replaced by the spike protein, whatever that means. It's scary, really.
It is
scary. It means something not good, that's for sure.
Yeah, something not good, for sure. On the election front, I've got a couple of comments. Chris Christie and Mike Pence have both said that when Trump wins the nomination, they're going to switch over to the Democrat Party and vote and endorse Joe Biden.
Hmm.
And Nikki Haley has come out and said that that the election was fair and that Trump lost. We got a bunch of rhinos that are running up here, man. A bunch of rhinos.
Bunch of evil people, yeah, for sure, that operate under a different scenario than we would surmise. And again, you know, there are people that believe that because they're born a certain way or they hang out with a certain group, that they have a right, you know, to dictate to others how they should live and where they should live and if they can live and, you know, what their health can be and all this. And this is the incredibly, you know, asinine philosophy that these people believe. And that's how they can do and act the way that they do. Because they have no compunction, and you know, many of them are bred that way. I mean, you look at some of these bloodline families, you know, what happens to the children, how they're raised, what they're taught, it's insane. I mean, if we were to, you know, showcase this, we would, you know, sexual. I mean, it's terrible. You know what happens in a lot of these instances, and you know, it's something that we need to really talk about more than we do. Because that's the root cause of what's going on. You know, it all tracks back to that. Because these people can't be that stupid. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, how could you be, you know, educated in America and be that stupid to believe that some of this stuff is good? Well, it's because, you know, on the weekends, you go down in the basement, they cut up cats or whatever it is they do. And they really think that, you know, this is the way. And it's just insane.
Well, they pulled high chairs out of that tunnel there in New York. I don't know if you knew about that.
Didn't know about that. You want to hold on, Charlie, through the break?
Yeah, if you want me to, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Sure. Hold on. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. In case you haven't heard before, there's an 8-minute audio clip at my website. It's in red down the second row of panels. In red it says, John's warning about COVID vaccines, May 7th, 2020. Be 4 years ago this May. The clip begins at 4 minutes 27 seconds, goes to 11 minutes 5 seconds. I'm with Dr. Horowitz in this clip. I make two statements with who Dr. Horowitz agrees with. First of all, there never has been, never will be, never a safe and effective vaccine created and released to the public in 9 months or less. A very true statement. My second statement, my belief, no evidence at the time, but we now have evidence from my private sources and others, that the vaccines were already in refrigerators in the spring of 2020, waiting to be released. They were. So that was my warning. That warning probably did save many lives. I don't know how many. Could have saved millions of lives, quite frankly. But that was my warning. All right. Also, on my website, you'll find energy cleaners. If you have issues with health, issues with sleep, which many Americans do, check out the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. I have everything in stock ready for immediate shipment. The energy cleaners, the mattress pads that go with it, for sale at thelibertyman.com. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can also call my toll-free airline 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And this new product is very exciting that you've got going there, Kirk.
Well, it is. It's a way for folks to be able to try the alkaline antioxidant water at home, you know, conveniently, you know, and have access to it every day. And I think, and you know, many of the people that buy that unit wind up going on, you know, to upgrade to a larger unit. And it's a great way to see how the water, you know, works in your body, because everybody's body is different. I can tell you that we've got hundreds of doctors for over 12 years now that have sold our products in connection with vending our water out of their doctor's practices to their patients. And most of them use it in concert, you know, with a weight management program. And we know that so many people, you know, are always looking to lose weight, probably because the mainstay food we buy from the store is loaded with, you know, unnutritious calories. And it puts us into a situation where, you know, we want to keep eating this food, you know, which doesn't really ultimately give us the nutrition that we need. So the water is a great tool, and I think it'll make a big difference in how you feel, especially with all the stress in 2024. Again, that's the Alka Fridge, and it's on the website. I think they'll probably be a direct link to it from John's site at some point today when we get that banner finished.
Right, right. We'll assume my webmaster is not distracted doing something else. We'll get that posted ASAP. Well, there's a lot of people who are concerned whether there will even be an election in November of this year. I've never heard that be raised as a possibility by reputable individuals, but I'm not hearing that. The same thing. Are you hearing that, Kirk, yourself?
Well, you know, I think, as many of us do, that what's going to happen is they're going to bring in, you know, Michelle Obama and have her be the candidate, I think. And, you know, that's the only way that they even stand a chance.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Charlie, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, didn't mean to ignore you. What else on your mind, sir?
Well, nothing much, John. I'm good. I just wanted to make those two points. As far as there being an election, I think the only way they could stop the election is if they get us into a major war, you know? And I think that's probably the plan. I don't know how they're going to do it, but because the war over there in Ukraine is pretty well petering out. We can't do a whole lot over there. And they pretty well won that thing over there, no matter what other people say. It's pretty well done deal. And I don't know what... I mean, it's going to drag on for a while longer, maybe through one more year, through 24, maybe, you know, but I don't see it. There's nothing that we can do. We just don't have the money and the arms to send anything over there. But they might try to stir something down in Taiwan, you know, get something kicked off with there, or maybe over even, and then with all this stuff going on with Israel, over in Iraq and Iran or something. But, yeah, there's something else going on. Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I don't trust this Biden administration one bit after they stole that election, regardless of what, Nikki Haley has to say. Anyway, that's about all I got. I'll let you guys go. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Charlie. We appreciate it. Sure. Call number is 512-248-8252. There's a lot of concern about this out of control, spending the national treasure like a drunk sailor. It's completely unacceptable. We're now looking at cutbacks are for things America needs in order to take care of illegal aliens and take care of Ukraine. I think Americans should come before the war in Ukraine and what America needs, don't you, Kirk?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we need a serious examination and house cleaning in this country. You know, the way things are operating, it's insane. And unless you understand, you know, the goals and procedures that these folks go by, none of it makes any sense. You know, you have to get to that place where you can say, okay, you know, how does all of this fit together? And, you know, how do all these pieces of the puzzle fit together? What does that picture look like? And, you know, who's behind it and why? And only then, you know, can you really understand, you know, what I think at this point is the enemy. I mean, we have an enemy in our midst, and it's growing. And we have, you know, a state of complacency and ignorance, amongst those who would fight against it. We need to turn that around, you know, with the proper information. And I think we can do it. I mean, I think all of us working together can do it. It doesn't take much. I mean, you know, forces of change have been affected by small, minute percentages, you know, of populations. If they can band together and understand what they have to do, and I think we're going to probably get to that place fairly soon. I think if they don't have an election, I think they'll definitely have a major war on their hands, for sure.
Right.
So if that's what they want, that's the way to do it, I think.
Well, using what happened in Russia as an example in 1917, the word Bolshevik in Russian means majority. There were never more than 3% of the Russian population who were Bolsheviks. 97% of the Russian population were never Bolsheviks. That 3% was able to take over the largest landmass country on the planet, 12 time zones. Weren't they, Kirk?
Well, when you're willing to kill without mercy, and you have no compunction and no belief in Christ or a life after or a final judgment, if you don't have belief in those things, you can take any action you want, and it's not going to affect you. And most of the folks have those beliefs, and so they're not willing to do what is necessary to fight back against this evil, or they just become comfortable to the point where they can't do it. And I can understand that. I mean, I'm getting older myself, and I can understand the situation. But we can't let this happen because, you know, what we understand to be the United States, which is not necessarily generally accepted, what we understand on this line for it to be is going to go away if we don't resist this with everything we have. And when it does, it'll take the rest of the, you know, what we call the world with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we need to pray continuously, don't we, Kirk?
We do. And if you are praying continuously, then you're thinking probably, you know, as we are, you know, about these things. And we have to take care of ourselves. We have to be prepared as best as possible. But we also have to learn more and more about the real truth so that we can understand, you know, where some of these folks are coming from, because that's the only way we're ever going to be able to turn any of them around, which I think is part of the mission as well. I think, you know, we're supposed to go out and save as many people as we can. And the only way to do that is with knowledge. And you have to understand where they're coming from and why they're coming from that space, if you're able to do anything about it. And, you know, we've been programmed. And human beings are great at being programmed. We've seen this throughout history. And there's certain words and things that, you know, that when they're used, they bring everybody's hair, you know, up on their neck. And we have to learn.
Like Ebola, for example.
Right. We have to learn how to work around those things and bring the message maybe gently, you know, so people can understand. I mean, you've got some evil, evil people out there in positions of power, and that needs to change. That we need to deal with that.
We do. We do. Well, change is coming. There's no doubt about that. The evil, the wicked witch of the West, Hillary, made a statement the other day that if President Trump is reelected, he will change the country. Well, I hope so.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame how badly she's aged, you know, in my opinion. I mean, I think eventually, I think the residence of the evil, you know, takes its place in the face, and we certainly can see that there. And, you know, her and Bill are has-beens. I mean, no doubt about that. We got to watch out, I think, now, you know, for what's going to happen with this election. And like I say, I mean, if they do not bring in Michelle, who they've been grooming for this position now for 8 years, if they do not bring her in as the Democrat candidate, I will be shocked. I think that's happening. And I think that, you know, it's difficult because, boy, she has a leg up, you know, in certain ways, you know, because she opens up a whole Pandora's box of, you know, what people are comfortable criticizing, you know, for various reasons, you know, much of which we've been trained. And it's going to be a tough fight, but I think we have to make it. And I think we have to spread the truth, you know, as much as possible.
Well, truth is the thing that our opposition is most fearful of, isn't it?
Well, they can't defend against it, because when you understand the whole picture, there is no other possible course of action, you know, and it's an education thing, and most people are not taking the time to do it. Understandably so. Life is complicated. There's a lot going on. I was raised a certain way in Long Island, you know, by a fairly successful family. We were wealthy. My dad was a dentist. Half my family is Jewish, you know, not Orthodox or even conservative, but, you know, what they call reformed, which is basically just, I guess, an educated liberal, you know, at this point.
Right.
But, I was raised, you know, along those lines, and I was raised as a Christian, but, you know, I knew that half my ancestry was Jewish. So there was always caution, you know, with what you said and how you said it. But the truth is the truth, you know, at the end of the day. And a lot of these terms get thrown around, like Jewish, that really don't mean Jewish in the way that we understand, and, you know, the way that it's referenced in the, you know, 1611 Bible may not be accurate, you know, and those definitions get twisted. And, so we could be living a lie, you know, at this point, because we don't understand the roots of it. But, you know, like they said in the show, you know, the information's out there. You just have to get out there and find it. And I believe that, you know, that many of us will, you know, this year.
Well, that's what we do. The listeners to the Republic Broadcasting are, for the most part, truth seekers. They actually own and read books, which most Americans don't. 90% of Americans don't have a private library of books, or maybe even a higher percentage of that don't. So we have an extraordinary audience here, don't we, Kirk?
We do. And it's a privilege to be able to speak to them, you know, once a week. And for you, you know, my goodness, you know, 15 times a week, you deserve an award, you know, for sure,
well,
for consistency.
Well, 15 hours, you know, plus guest appearances with Hagman and Mike Adams and others.
Sure.
So it's become I'm a big fan of Bongino, and I've heard of his comments, and I have to I think about what he says, and I say, well, I'm in the same place as Mr. Bongino. It's my job. I spend several hours a day, in addition to 3 hours I'm on the air, doing research and prepping for this show every day.
I'm sure you do.
It's my passion. It's my job, and I love it.
Well, you do it very well, and we appreciate you so much, John.
I'd much rather do this and investigate murders. I had enough murders to last me a lifetime.
I bet. Yeah, that's a sickening business, you know, to be part of.
Well, it's not sickening so much. It just takes over your life. It consumes you. And if you're doing it, and I've talked to Hagman about this quite a bit, if you're a homicide detective like Doug and I, and you're doing it right, it does take over your life. Nothing else exists. There's no social life, no family life, no anything except the murder. It does take over your life for at least a year. And that's the way it is. And I'm okay with that. I did that. I'm glad I did it, and I would do it again. But it's time to move on, and I'm glad to be a radio talk show host these days.
We are, too.
Okay. Well, Kirk, this time here, people reflect on where their life has been, where it's going, and how to get there. Do you have any reflections on where your life needs to be going?
Well, I think, you know, moving forward from here, I think I, you know, maybe need to save resources, you know, more than I've been doing. You know, obviously, you know, the money supply is increasing and constricting and, you know, causing situations for folks. And, you know, we feel that tightening. You know, all of our costs are going up rapidly. Some of them are almost out of control. And, you know, it's important to keep, you know, what's important in the forefront of what we're doing every day. And, you know, so I think, you know, learning more and doing more with less is kind of what my goal is. I'd like to lose some weight. You know, we're going to focus on that here. We've got another business that we work as well. And so I'm excited, you know, about all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should be. It should be. Well, I'm sure all our listeners have goals also. It might be health-related, might be career-related, might be relationship-related. It might be a combination of things. But make a plan, or write it down, and make that written plan, put it someplace where you can see it every morning when you get up. That'll help you achieve those goals, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, there's another storm moving in, it looks like, on today, right? Are you getting hit with more weather today?
No, not today. Today will be okay, but we're getting beginning next week. We'll have about 3 days where the daytime high will be in single digits.
Okay, so the cold front is definitely coming.
It's
going to happen next week.
No doubt whatsoever. Yeah, today will be pretty tolerable, and tomorrow, but the real cold weather hits Sunday, I believe. So we'll just deal with it. It's something that happens most winters.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. A lot of rain this last time, boy. We got hit. All of it came down all at once. It was pretty interesting.
Yep. That heavy weather gets your attention. Here's our last break. Okay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Fix bayonets.
Leviden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Kirk, it's been a good hour, as always, and we covered a lot of territory, as always. It sounds like you have some interesting new things going on at Water Revolution, and we're glad to hear that, Kirk.
Thanks. Yeah, we do. We actually have a big announcement next week, too. So it's a great time to be part of the Water Revolution family. If you're interested in taking care, taking advantage of this refrigerator special, give us a call, 336-525-1015. I'll say it again, 336-525-1015. We're here to help.
Absolutely. Well, clean water is not optional. Healthy water is even better, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think you'll be shocked and surprised when you use our water for a while, see what it does in your body.
Absolutely. Well, Kirk, thank you very much. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk next Thursday. We appreciate
you
it.
You too. Have a great weekend, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break coming back. We'll be back with my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I refer to Dr. Horowitz as a man with his brain on fire. Harvard graduate, back when Harvard was still a good university, as opposed to the politically correct mess it has become. And the author of 26 books, and he's got a bunch of websites. I'll give out a couple of websites when we get started here at the top of the hour. He's had and continues to have a very interesting life. I've helped him privately with a couple of things, and I look forward to meeting Dr. Horowitz in person sometime soon. I can't say when it's going to be, but we have a lot in common in terms of our thoughts and our beliefs and how we intend to achieve our goals. And he's just a great guy all around. He really is a great guy all around, and a brilliant man, absolutely brilliant. Who would have the courage to take on Pfizer in a lawsuit by himself? Well, that's Dr. Horowitz. I wouldn't attempt to. I would not attempt to at all. The thieves who stole his property in Hawaii, looks like they'll be brought to justice soon and his property be restored. That's a good thing. Dr. Horowitz had his home devastated by a hurricane about a year ago. It's pretty much back to where it should be, better than it was before. And Dr. Horowitz just recently got married a couple of months ago. So life goes on, doesn't it? It goes on. And Dr. Horowitz and I always cover new territory. I learn something every week from Dr. Horowitz. I do. And I'm sure most of you do the same thing. He's a brilliant man with expertise in a lot of different areas. So anyway, top of the third hour, we'll have Brady with us, get an update on what's going on with Liberated Rocket Heaters in beautiful downtown Bourbon, Missouri, on Old Route 66, and wrap the show with my friend Tom Berryhill, who is the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. That's what Tom is, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show.
Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.